This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you very much for listening. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, my podcast and webcasts. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area, and if you have any legal needs, and this could fall into the category of divorce or family law, but any legal needs, remember they are full service. You can go to their website, brandonlegalgroup.com. Just click the box that says request a free consultation or call them for that free consult at 844-4BLG4ME. 844-4BLG4ME. I thank Brandon Legal Group for all they do for me, including providing another prize basket and playing as a foursome in the most recent sold-out Todd Wright Tour XXIX Good versus Evil last weekend. The Todd Wright Toddcast is also presented by Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Papa John's of Tampa Bay was represented very well by Mike Lentz, the general manager of the Papa John's on West Waters in Tampa, as he played in a foursome at Todd Wright Tour XXIX. I always shout out also to Denny Gray, manager of the West Kennedy store. Papa John's of Tampa Bay has been supporting my golf tournaments almost from the beginning, whether it's Mike Lentz playing in those events, Mike Lentz and Papa John's of Tampa Bay catering those events, or providing pizza party packs that are part of the prize package for every tournament, which is a unique online code that feeds a lot of people. Five large pizzas that can be specialty pizzas or custom made. All five don't need to be the same. And three bottles of soda as well. Thank you, Papa John's of Tampa Bay, for your continuing support of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments and, of course, the Todd Wright Toddcast. My email is wright.todd@yahoo.com, wright.todd@yahoo.com, or please follow me on social media at ToddWright2020, Instagram or Twitter. If you have any golf questions or you would like to have an opportunity to get in on the pre-sale for Todd Wright Tour XXX coming up in April, anything golf related, email me at ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com, ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. Recording this Toddcast the morning of Wednesday, February 10th. And this is another podcast where we call out those who misspoke about sports returning during the pandemic and playing during the pandemic. So let's recap. Now that all the 2020 champions are in football, we have to wait because the playoffs for college and pro football are technically played past January 1 for those sports, but they are considered the 2020 champions. So in order, here are our major professional sports team champions for North America in 2020. And I'm going to include college football in that. I would include the men's college basketball champion, but the NCAA chose to simply cancel the entire NCAA men's basketball tournament at the beginning of the pandemic, so we had no champion for men's college basketball. The Tampa Bay Lightning won the Stanley Cup. The Los Angeles Lakers won the NBA Finals. The Los Angeles Dodgers won the World Series. The Alabama Crimson Tide won college football's playoff. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won the Super Bowl. First, and I've said this before, for those, no matter what your industry was, no matter whether you had a sports background, a sports job, or otherwise, it seemed like there were a significant percentage of people prior to the resumption of play in any of those sports who said it was a bad idea. Once again, I'm here to remind you, You were outright wrong. You were outright wrong. Everything the NHL did worked. Everything the NBA did worked. Early in the Major League Baseball season, there were some calling for baseball to cancel the season. Some saying, see, you can't play in your home buildings. This is a joke of a season, only going 60 games. Don't do it. They pressed on. They got it done. They actually were the first major sport to get thousands of fans into a building to watch playoff games. They did it for the NLCS, and they did it for the World Series. Then we get to college football. And obviously, like the other sports, college football made major adjustments and had a lot of naysayers saying, don't do this, you're endangering student athletes. They got it done. And the NFL, despite similar naysayers or the same ones, played every single regular season game. Every one. Sure, there were some games that were postponed. There were some bye weeks that were flipped around. In the end, what was the result? They played every game. 32 teams played 16 regular season games. And in expanded playoffs, which were in place before the pandemic, not because of the pandemic, sort of like baseball or hockey, worked. All playoff games were played as scheduled, no postponements, and the Super Bowl actually had fans, much like the national title game had fans when Alabama defeated Ohio State. So, for those of you that misspoke, either before the pandemic or during it, I hope you didn't enjoy this, because you shouldn't have. You didn't deserve to enjoy this. You were rooting against sports. You didn't have enough information to make the comments you did. You don't run leagues. You didn't take into account that these professional sports organizations and the next closest thing in North America, which is college football, would take into account a lot of things to do for the safety of those involved and would execute a plan. They did have a plan. And when the plan didn't work, they modified it on the fly and they still got it done. So the next time you speak out like that against something, you might want to think twice, that maybe they are doing more than you're giving them credit for, and wait to see them do it before you judge. Now, the second thing that continued to be talked about before sports resumed, and even during it, was how the champions in 2020 would have an asterisk, and or you couldn't compare anything from a 2020 sports season for these five entities I'm talking about, the Big Four and college football, because it'd be apples and oranges. 2020 was an outlier. You couldn't compare it to anything before because hockey was playing only in two cities with an expanded playoffs. Basketball was being played with a resumption of the regular season and all playoff games being held at Disney in Orlando. Baseball moved to neutral sites for an expanded playoffs after the first round and only played a 60-game regular season. College football, you had Notre Dame in a conference, and you also had conferences only playing within their leagues until they got to the postseason. And the NFL looked pretty much the same, other than either no fans or reduced fans, and again, some games being postponed a day or two or three. The thought was, yeah, with all of this, if you win this year, yeah, you have an asterisk. Just off the top of my head, and I'm going to run them through sport by sport, but just off the top of my head, 2020 was a year where Tom Brady LeBron James and Nick Saban won titles. Now, you want to tell me what an outlier that is? Go ahead. I'd love to hear your argument. The three best at what they do in their respective sports the last 20 years, and some can take it further. I'm going to end it at 20 for LeBron James because I don't want to get into the Jordan argument. But the argument was, yeah, 2020 champions are going to have an asterisk. It's an outlier. You can't take it seriously. You can't compare it to other years. Again, here's my statement. Now that we have all the results in, LeBron James, Tom Brady, and Nick Saban won titles. You want to tell me what was different? You want to tell me those don't count as much? I didn't think so. So whether you were one of those arguing sports shouldn't be played, or you just made the argument because somewhere along the way your team sucked and you blamed it on the pandemic, next time, think twice before you make such a bad argument. Because in 2020, despite the pandemic and some changes that were made by these big five sports, and I'm including college football with the four major team professional sports in North America, bad teams were still bad. Good teams were still good. Champions were still champions. And even throwing in the Dodgers and the Lightning, the Dodgers had been on the doorstep of winning a World Series for a few years. They had the best record in baseball over those 60 games. Even in an expanded playoffs, with these short series that often knock out the good teams, and not playing, having the benefit of home field advantage in these series, the Dodgers still won. You can even add another level to the baseball argument and say the Rays, which were the number one seed in the AL, they didn't get knocked out of the AL playoffs either. They only lost because they ran into the Dodgers and Kevin Cash pulled Blake Snell too early in Game 6. And the Lightning, a prohibitive favorite to go deep into the playoffs, overcoming what they did the year before. And it was made a little easier by the fact that Boston lost their Vezina Trophy-worthy goaltender, what, five games into all this in the bubble, for reasons he didn't disclose at the time that we learned later on. So where's the asterisk? Where's the apples and oranges? It doesn't exist. It never did. Those that said that spoke too soon, and anyone who says it now is ignorant and full of shit. Hell, even the Chiefs won the AFC. They didn't win the Super Bowl. Tom Brady beat Patrick Mahomes, just as he did in the AFC title game 2 years ago in Kansas City. So where's the apples and oranges there? That was pre-pandemic. Two very bad arguments that were based on nothing but speculation. And yes, I like to use the word bullshit or horseshit here on the Toddcast. Apply those as you wish. That's all I had to say in this Toddcast. Now we get into 2021. We go forward. And let's just hope already we see some different things with hockey teams playing in home buildings. A few teams have had to pause. Basketball teams playing in home buildings, although the Raptors are playing in Tampa. Not sure when the baseball season is going to start. I think these leagues have earned our benefit of the doubt. Sure, they're still about making money. But what's wrong with that? And wasn't the idea to get this stuff on television so they could entertain us? I was entertained, maybe not every day. Maybe my teams didn't do particularly well. Didn't matter. It was still there. It still gave us something that many of us enjoy. And I'm really happy they all did it. And they all pulled it off. And I'm hoping it's just going to get better as situations allow them to do so. The Todd Wright Toddcast, presented by Brandon Legal Group. When you are in need of legal assistance, remember they are a full-service law firm, and that includes divorce and family law. BrandonLegalGroup.com. Click the box for request a free consultation. And Papa John's of Tampa Bay, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. For Todd Wright Tour Golf information, you can email me directly at ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you again soon.